on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, we've mentioned it a few times. If you haven't heard yet, there's a marriage enrichment workshop coming to Calvary Church Albuquerque for the community. I want to throw that out in the right off the bat. Whether you attend Calvary Church, whether you attend any church, this event was designed for you. And it's on the calendar for January 30th and 31st. The details are on the web at calvarynm.church. Just click on the events tab. Under Connect, you'll see events. Click on that and you'll find the Marriage Enrichment Workshop. In studio with us is Lino and Paige Chavez. They'll be hosting the event. You'll be facilitating conversation and so much more. Lino, actually, I was going to try to get funny and say, what else are you doing, man? so much appreciate your investment in the community that's going to be attending this event, both of you. Both of you on staff at Calvary Church Albuquerque. And Paige, before you get started, I'm going to get you right in front of the mic. Paige, you work with our special events department.
Yes.
And Lino, people recognize Lino from the stage often at various campuses, actually, leading worship. Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, it's an honor.
And a second career for you.
It is. I've been about 2 years retired from the Army.
So yeah. Thanks for doing that, brother.
Yeah.
Much appreciated. I grew up a brat, so.
A brat. So you mean like spoiled brat or a military brat?
Well, probably both. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was an officer's kid. He was actually enlisted before. Yeah. He was an officer.
Those are the best kind. Enlisted, yeah. Then officer. Yeah.
but Marriage Enrichment Workshop. So how did you guys get pulled into this?
Ah, that's a great question. You want to start? We start out as mentors, right?
Yeah.
So I do worship. Paige does special events.
Yeah.
And we always wanted to do some, what can we do together, right?
Together.
Yeah.
And it was just a God-given opportunity. We started out as mentors. So we do the marriage mentors, premarital mentorship.
Okay.
So anybody who's going to get married, there's a group of us at church. Along with other couples, and we'll take you through a 7-week, 8-week course prior to getting married.
Okay.
So because we did that, we're certified, and God just positioned us to be able to lead the marriage conferences.
Yeah.
I do have military instructional background. I was an instructor for a long time.
Yeah.
So even that is like God, you don't see it, right?
Well, yeah.
Cultivating you to be able to work. Okay,
let me explain some of what that means to the listener and the people attending. It's going to start on time, and it's going to end on time.
Yeah. We respect your time.
Yeah, for sure.
But I love that. Yeah. I love that, Lino, and everything in between. But let's talk about the state of marriages, you know, in the United States, New Mexico. And, you know, when I say that, you know, not just in general, but in the church as well.
Right. Yeah. I mean, 40 to 50% of marriages are ending in divorce, and that's Christian, secular, non-Christian.
Yeah.
It's not a good number, and we really need to work on bringing that down. And so this is our opportunity.
Yeah. And as we know, like God's design, right, is marriage. Right. And what more can the enemy do than to try to break God's design? Right. So he's after marriages. He's after relationships. He's after children. So we believe that this workshop will be so beneficial to even the Christian. Right.
Yeah.
Because you are a target. If you are a Christian couple, married couple with children, without children, the enemy is trying to destroy your family.
Yeah. Well, you know, at this table, on this show, we often talk about things happening in the roundhouse or in City Hall or in the public square, legislation, homelessness, crime. We often bring it back to, we purpose to bring it back to, look, there's practical things to talk about to fix these things that are happening in our community that make New Mexico, quite honestly, at the bottom of so many lists in a bad way.
Yeah.
Right.
And the conversation often gets to, and I purpose to do it because I get caught up in it a little bit. You know, we can talk about practical change, but it starts with Jesus.
Absolutely.
In the home.
Yeah. Amen.
And in the home, means with the leaders in the home, mom and dad, husband and wife. And you talk about leadership roles and all of those things as well, I'm sure, during the enrichment. But, right, would you agree? I mean, it's not going to only impact things happening outside the walls of our home or just in our home, but outside the walls of our home as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, we believe that above all, if you put Christ at the center of your marriage, of your relationship, you can get through anything, right? And there's going to be, we'll get into the practical application of it, but we do an assessment, right? There's an assessment done, and it covers spirituality. It covers everything. So we're able to discuss that. And one thing we really want you to come to this conference for is, like, it doesn't, like, if you're a Christian couple, if you're not a Christian couple, come to the conference. But more so, if you're a Christian couple, there's, like, a taboo of, like, what relationships should be. Like, I know, looking back at my parents, I didn't think they had any problems, right? Because they tried to hide it or they didn't talk about it. But we want everybody to know that it's common. You're married. You're going to have problems. And we need to communicate those problems above all.
And maybe even in the enrichment workshop, I'm going to imagine, you know, you mentioned about hiding. What's appropriate to share with the kids? What's appropriate to not? Paige?
Right. No, we do talk about that and what it, how it affects your kids when you do hide it from your kids, when you do share it with your kids. So we talk about all those things in the communication session of this workshop.
Yeah. Now, Lino, you mentioned something I want to make sure the listener caught. If you're going to attend the Marriage Enrichment Workshop, there is some work to be done beforehand. You need to go to the website at calvarynm.church, and I mentioned it's under Connect, and then Events, and you'll find the Marriage Enrichment Workshop. There's an assessment that you need to fill out prior to this event, and actually, it's got to be completed with 48 hours before the event happens. Is that right, Lino?
Yeah, we just don't want to be rushing, right? Yeah. So we want to make sure we get the analytics, because all the analytics that from the assessment you're going to take are going to help drive the conversations and the conversation with your spouse. And we'll get into it, but we ask that you be transparent, right? An assessment is only as good as what you put into it. This is your opportunity to answer truthfully.
Yeah.
So then we can tackle any issues or any problems that may be happening in your marriage.
Right. And as far as the practical getting to this event, there's a nominal cost. You can pay that online. Does that have to be paid before? Can they show up at the event and pay for it?
It has to be done before, just because of the assessment.
Okay. So get online and get the assessment done. Get your fee paid for the event. And by the way, as with most things, you know, I mentioned it's nominal. Most couples can totally miss a evening at a restaurant and end up at this event. But if that's going to keep you from coming, make sure to reach out. Call Calvary Church or connect through the website. The phone number is 505-344-0880. There are scholarships available, but really, anytime you know you're doing something like this, having a little skin in the game, you know, that nominal cost makes it something you're going to make it. You know, you don't sign up and they go, you know, let's not go. We want you there, as we kind of put a bow on our conversation, let's talk about who should be there, Paige or Lino.
I mean, anybody that wants to invest in their marriage.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you are separated, going through a hard time, if you've divorced, but you guys are trying to reconcile, we want anybody there that is married, has a desire to work on that relationship.
And if you're sitting there listening and going, our marriage is good.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely, right? Yeah. Because, I mean, let's be honest, you'll find out that, like, there might be some areas that you can get better, right?
Yeah.
Above all, marriage is about, like, a design of Christ, right? He was sacrificial. And in marriage, are you being sacrificial to your spouse?
Right.
Are you sacrificing?
All right. So space is limited, and you got to register by Thursday, January 29th for the Marriage Enrichment Workshop. It's happening Friday and Saturday, January 30th and 31st. So 29th is the last day to register, but try to get that done 48 hours before.
Yes.
Yeah.
And again, that's at calvarynm.church under Connect. Go to Events. Lino Chavez, Paige Chavez, again, thank you so much for your time here. Looking forward to seeing the fruit that comes from this.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.